Sean Carolan, our sports digital media guru for sportsgeekhq.com.
We love him on a Wednesday. Sean Carolan, hello.
G'day, Huff. How you doing?
Going very well, thanks. Very well. What's happening in social media?
Well, not so much social media, but in the world of US sport, the NFL draft is
coming up this Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They now put it over,
4 days.
Yeah, practically. Just to give you an idea of some of the numbers, more people watched the NFL draft last year than watched the NBA Western Conference Finals between the Thunder and the Spurs. So 8 million people tuned into the draft. And it just shows you how much of a absolutely massive TV event.
Wow.
It is. And
they get 4 days out of it.
They get 4 days of it out of it. So they've, in the last couple of years, they've moved the first round to a primetime slot and effectively done that 2 hours to make, you know, compulsory viewing. And then they go, you know, Friday, Saturday to follow up with the secondary, you know, second and third rounds and so forth.
But, wow.
But it's just it's a massive event, obviously, for TV. You know, NFL is the pinnacle of US sports.
Yep.
So if you look, go and look at the NFL site, NFL.com/draft, it's all over their site at the moment. It would look pretty familiar to a lot of fans because the AFL and the NRL both like the way that the NFL
do
it. And the site might look a little bit similar.
Well, they are often leaders, our friends in the US, particularly from the football.
Yeah, so you know, the look and feel of the NFL site is pretty much the look and feel of the current AFL site.
Okay.
So, you know, same technology, same background, same look and feel. But, you know, they're going to have some really cool digital things on their site, you know, so they're going to try to drive people to watch the draft on the site. They're going to have, you know, decide the picks and try to predict the draft,
yep.
Fantasy style games. But yeah, the coverage.
Fantasy style with players that have never played.
No, they're trying to pick the order of who's going to play,
right, sorry,
and,
yeah,
you know, where the picks are going to land.
Yep.
But it's really, you know, and that's sort of what the AFL is trying to do with the AFL draft in televising it. And luckily now they're doing the picks in order and not backwards, which is a little bit strange. But really, you know, now I think the Fox footies and the Channel 7s of the world can really, you know, they should be really looking at how big a TV event the NFL draft is because, you know, the Australian football public is now getting, you know, they're all over their super coach and their dream team, so they want to know who these young kids are. You know, it's at a time when there's no footy, so it's the only time you're going to get some information.
Yeah.
And the NFL do it the absolute best. But one of the strange outcomes from last year's was some of their talent. And, you know, we've talked before how Twitter is great, live information, breaking news, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Some of
we
their
love
is,
it.
Yeah, so exactly. We want it. We want it now. That's what Twitter
right.
is. We want it now. But from a Twitter point of view, people were complaining that some of the ESPN staff were tweeting the picks before the commissioner came up and said, with the fourth pick, the Bills select.
Yeah. How'd they know?
Well, they were talking to the GMs or they saw there was a trade happening and they just go, oh, there's a trade happening. So-and-so is going to happen. And they're going to take him for this pick. And fans were getting annoyed. They didn't want it. They're like, spoiler alert.
Can't have your cake and eat it.
Yeah. So, you know, the ESPN has issued an edict that none of the talent will be, you know, scooping the commissioner via Twitter. Because that's been the feedback from the fans, but it completely goes against everything else that Twitter is, you know, the way sports and sports journalism and Twitter has sort of evolved to say, no, let the commissioner say it first. So there is a bit of staging. I was actually just watching the 30 for 30 doco last night, Elway to Marino. And it recapped the 1983 NFL draft.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, again, I don't want to sound like Molly Meldrum, but do yourself a favor and watch it. But it was because John Elway was picked number one by Baltimore.
Yep.
And Dan Marino was supposedly the second rated quarterback, and he fell all the way down to 23. And so they sort of covered all the picks and why this team didn't go that way and that team didn't go. And, you know, and just the story that these two effectively bookended the draft almost.
Yeah.
And they both had the same agent. So it was really good from a backstory, but it just shows you the amount of drama discussion that they pull out of a draft. And it would have been massive in, you know, 1983. But, you know, now fast forward to 2013 in this information age of tweeting and, you know, all the NFL sites have got effectively what they call war rooms, digital versions. Like the teams will have their own war rooms. They'll all be, you know, the Green Bay Packers will be in their room trying to decide who to pick. But they've set up digital ones for the fans to say, oh, I think we should pick this guy. We need a backup for our guy. You know, and they're starting to rate. So we might start seeing crowdsourced picks where the, you know, the fans might end up saying, oh, we really do need, you know, a Dan Marino guy. And it picks them from there. So who knows? But yeah, it will be definitely be trending over Twitter over the weekend, and will be a big event.
Check it out on Twitter, the NFL Draft, and check out the latest at sportsgeekhq.com as well. Thanks, pal.
No worries, mate.